Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, it's hard to believe, but it's AGT season.
Oh, yeah. I had to do the math in my head. America's Got Talent.
You got it.
Oh, yeah.
I guess it makes sense. I feel like it might be a little early, but either way, America's Got Talent is back on. And there was a contestant on there last night. This guy is sweeping America by storm. I saw a report on this guy in the news, and what a story about Archie Williams. He sailed through with four yeses last night after singing "Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me," the Elton John song. I mean, look, the guy sounds good, but I feel like his story is what would get him through. I mean, honestly, he could sing like you, Steve, and I think he would have got through. Because
rude.
Well, it's true. I mean, his story is that
what
amazing.
What are you talking about? I'm a great singer with a great story.
Yeah.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it.
Well, you are a great singer. I just don't know what the great story is.
You know, I haven't figured that part out either.
Okay, yeah.
I figured, give me a couple minutes. I'll come up with a great story. I was a young man born in the mean streets of Brooklyn, New York.
All right, so far, I like the start of this. Okay.
Somebody once took my lunch money.
Oh.
And I couldn't get my chicken nuggets.
Well, you know something? That is as heartbreaking as a story as what Archie went through. He was just released from prison last year after doing 37 years for a crime he didn't commit.
Oh, man.
That's a beating.
Okay, I was reading about this guy.
And and we'll let you hear what he sounded like. And this is the guy that got the four yeses on America's Got Talent last night.
Let's start with your name, please, sir.
My name is Archie Williams.
And where are you from, Archie?
I'm from Louisiana. I was just incarcerated for 37 years for somebody else's crime.
Ooh.
DNA freed me.
Say we got about 3,500 yeses here.
I mean, how does he lose this thing?
Yeah, exactly.
I'll just hand over the title and say, you know what, everything else is canceled. Sorry, guys. How can we ever give this guy the boot?
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
See, what's going to happen
what
is...
What a premiere.
They're going to give him the boot, and then they're going to bring him back, and it's going to be a big old thing.
What, like 37 years later, they realize that they were wrong?
I wasn't thinking that, but that would kind of
work. Okay, 37 minutes.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, yeah, it's got to be 37-something.
He probably isn't going to have a sense of humor about that, and I don't blame him. Could you imagine you're 22, you get put behind bars for an awful crime that you didn't commit?
Yeah, dude.
37 years later, thanks to, what is it called, the Innocence Project.
Yeah.
It's a group of people that are fighting to get people out of jail that don't deserve to be in jail. But 37 years, you're just sitting there and nobody believes you.
Yeah.
I'd be so pissed.
Now, I don't know if he's been involved with this.
I mean, I just walk around looking at everyone like, you suck, you suck, you suck. You're kind of, no, you suck too. You didn't believe me. Everybody sucks.
I don't think you'd be out of jail.
It's true. I'd be pissing off a lot of people.
And I think you'd be committing crimes, figuring, okay, if you're going to keep me in here, why be a good guy?
Yeah.
You know, why? But here's what he said. He had a line that was pretty amazing. Archie said, they sent me to prison, but I wouldn't let my mind go to prison. So he did all this positive stuff, including, I guess it was a prison choir, prison singing group. So he really did. And I guess what his story was, every week he'd watch America's Got Talent from prison, hoping one day he could be on that stage.
That's amazing.
Wow. Yeah.
They can't have him lose.
No, they really can't.
Just give him a damn Broadway show.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah, the guy's
I'll go see it.
Yeah, I'm with you, dude.
Right. Wait, I mean, hell, I'll buy a ticket.
But still, I think the burning question is, Mean Streets of Brooklyn, with your voice, no chicken nuggets, who's got the tougher story?
We're not gonna take it.
Yeah. Well, clearly I'm a better singer.
I think I just heard, 3,500 no's? Did I just hear that?
Is
that
what
I
heard?
So it said that he also said you could jail the body but not the mind. And said the song took on a whole new meaning when I heard it last night because he was talking about how he survived and he was staying free in his mind.
Yeah.
And Elton John chimed in.
Did he really?
It's an Elton John song. He put out a tweet saying, I was moved to tears when I heard Archie's story and saw him perform Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. The courage and forgiveness shown by him is truly inspiring. It's the same spirit that the world found so inspiring with Nelson Mandela. Love from Elton John.
Oh, that's a good point because Nelson was jailed for a long time, too. Yeah.
That's cool. You get to go on the show. You perform a song that clearly means a lot to him. And then the guy who is the original artist that performed that song is saying that your performance brought him to tears.
And then and throws you in the same category as Nelson Mandela at the same time. That is, I mean, that's a good day for Archie.
I mean, I smell a duet at some point. You got to imagine on the show.
Good call.
I mean, I'm not no producer of America's Got Talent. Maybe
you're not? I really thought you were.
It'd be a whole different talent show.
Yeah.
Archie wouldn't have been on it.
Listen, I think that if Elton can perform with Collective Soul, which he has done, why not perform with Archie?
That's true.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
He's already, anything else is an improvement.
Wow.
There we go.
Well, I mean, I kind of was setting you up for that, but I mean, I feel like Elton will do duets.
That's amazing, dude. What a story. Who's going to beat that?
I'm a little worried, though. Because they put him on episode one. I think by the time we are at the last couple of episodes, people are going to forget to feel good and not even care if he's booted off the show. You know what I'm saying? I feel like...
I don't know, man. This is quite the story.
You think this could take him all season?
Well, all I have to do is do a quick little package, like a 1-2-minute package about what brought him here again, and it's going to remind everybody.
All right.
He's winning the whole thing.
I'm cynical. All right, you're going to put it on there. I'm cynical because I just know how things work after I saw how Rev was put on a special... What was it? Was it Memorial Day edition of... I knew Rev was going to lose.
Yeah, 4 years ago. Thanks a lot. Yeah.
You know, as soon as they put him on with the military guy on Memorial Day, I go, Rev's not
winning
this thing.
Thanks, Phil.
Yeah.
I'd like to buy an O.
I love that he still remembers the guy's name.
Oh yeah. I will never forget Phil's name.
Yeah.
Or where he works.
Believe me, Phil would not have been on that day's edition of, you know what I mean? And neither would you have if you had won.
Oh, no, not at all. There would have been no chance.
Yeah. One of these days, we have to get Phil on the show.
Yeah, we do.
I asked back in the day, and he wasn't down for it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he stole my money and then wouldn't even come on the show. That jerk.
You know, I hate Phil, too.
Yeah! F Phil.
Why wouldn't you come on a radio show after you went on a TV show beating a radio guy? Why wouldn't you come on his radio show? I don't understand.
Because he knew the fix was in.
Yeah, he's just a humble man.
Yeah.
With all of my money.
Yeah, all his Rev's money.
Oh, I guess D. Snyder, according to one texter, just put on Twitter that he was moved to tears by my performance as well, but for butchering his song so bad.
Yeah, I can see why D would cry over that.
Yeah, I would like, too.
He told me that at my wedding, too.
Yeah.
I love the next text that just came in and says, F Phil.
Yeah, F Phil!
F Phil. Who does Phil think he is?
How does he go from a great story about a guy who's finally out of prison, has an amazing moment, to
F
cursing
Phil.
Out Phil.
Yeah, Phil. Phil's the problem. It's not Archie. Archie's what's right with the world. Phil is what's wrong with the world.
I love this section. It goes, wow, really? F Phil. I was joking at first.
Don't forget, Phil was in the military, and it was a Memorial Day special episode of Wheel of Fortune. Let's not forget.
There's bad apples in every bunch, BJ.
Okay,
clearly,
fine.
Phil is one of them.
I guess Phil's one of them, and meanwhile, Archie was a good apple in a bad bunch, apparently. How about that? Anyway, don't let the sun go down on you.
If he loses, I'm never watching America's Got Talent again.
Oh, really? You never
watched
it?
When was the last time you watched it, Steve?
Wow, yeah, that's...
Never.
Yeah, okay, good. All right, well...
Never even once?
Well, I mean, on YouTube, when they say cool clips, I'll put it on.
Wow. Close enough. Stakes are pretty high for America's Got Talent.
I will never click on another YouTube link.
Ah, there you go.
America's Got Talent.
All right.
He does not win this whole thing.
Okay, now...
How do you screw this guy?
How? Well, ask the prison system.
Well, that's what I mean. You can't do it again.
We've shown as a country we definitely can give this guy a bad deal. There's no doubt about it. Why would a guy throw away $1,200 at a car wash? Steve's going to tell you why. He's got the Migs report for you at 6:17 on The Rock.
Screw Phil.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Well informed on the issues of the day? Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys. It's a special day for all of us grape lovers out there. Today is Grape Popsicle Day.
Ooh. Grape Popsicle Day.
Yes. If you're going to have a popsicle, it's going to be nice today.
Wow.
I mean, why would you go with anything other than a grape popsicle anyway? It's the dominant flavor.
Strawberry competes with it pretty hard.
Orange is the best flavor ever.
Get out. Wow, look at
it's like I don't even know you people.
Yeah,
you do. I'm with you, Steve.
Thank you.
Yes, the Otter Pops, Alexander the Grape, the best.
Well, you are so on point.
Wait, hold on. Otter Pops and popsicles, though, those are two different things, though. Let's not cross the streams.
I think we're okay with combining the two.
Thank you.
And then what about gum? Grape?
Grape gum?
Yeah.
No, orange.
Well, it's because you like the color orange.
No, it's the best flavor ever,
too. I like the color purple, so then I wouldn't have to deal with this. And not the movie, but just actual fabric.
All right, then.
All right, let's
move
on. This
is one of the best conversations I decided to check out on.
I don't blame you. I've checked out as well. So let's talk about this construction worker in North Carolina. How about this? He threw away his $1,200 stimulus check while he was at the car wash. The crazy part was he didn't even know he got a stimulus check.
What?
So I have to imagine maybe like he had a packet, like a stack of envelopes, and accidentally threw away the check and didn't realize it. Thankfully, an employee noticed that he threw some stuff away, looked into the garbage for some reason, and was like, dude, you kind of need this, don't you? Here's the construction worker talking about getting his check back.
I never thought I was going to get a check because of moving in the past year and whatnot and my address not changing. Out of the blue, Michelle told me she found it at in a trash can at this car wash. I was behind on rent. I work in construction, so I would work by the day. You know, that money helped put me ahead and put me on the right track. So little things like that that kind of make you a little emotional. Amazing people.
Yeah, I get excited if I find $5 in my jeans that I haven't worn in a few months.
Yeah, that's great if you got $1,200.
$1,200! Yeah. Especially if you're struggling with bills. Man, yeah. Talk about a great moment.
And the fact that somebody was kind enough to basically, you know, turn it over. Because someone could have forged a signature and then put their name on there and try to pull a move. That was nice that they just gave it back to him.
Or just, I mean, on top that, absolutely that. But just, what if no one even noticed that he threw it away? He had no idea he was even going to be getting one, so he didn't even know to expect it. So it would just been sitting in his, I don't know, maybe you'd go on one of those websites where you type in, like, your social security and it tells you what, like, unclaimed checks you have. Would he eventually have found that out?
Oh, that's a, yeah, that's about the only way.
Yeah.
Well, geez, unclaimed checks or, that's a tough one.
How legit are those fights? Have you heard about
those?
They're
pretty legit.
Okay, because, I mean, I played around with one. I'm like, it says I have some stuff, but I'm like, I don't know. Do I want to put in my social security number?
I don't even know. I don't think I've ever been to one of those sites.
Oh, yeah, there's one of those websites. I saved it on my phone because
you mean it's not like a Nigeria, Prince of Nigeria kind of thing? It's like legit?
Just make sure it's a government site, but yes.
Claimyourcash.org.
Okay, .org is always, it seems like a legit place.
Oh, I just don't trust anyone anymore on the internet, I tell you. But, like, it's supposedly, like, stuff, like, different things over the years that maybe you didn't even know that you were supposed to get back, utility payments.
Or, oh, wow.
Bank account stuff.
All right.
And you type in all your information, and it'll tell you how much money is owed back to you.
Can you forward that to me after the news?
Absolutely.
Thanks, buddy.
And you can try it out. If it works, then I know it's safe.
Oh, that's how it's going to be.
All right. Speaking of one woman having a little bit of a tough time paying her bills, and something awesome happened to her while she was doing something cool for her part-time coworkers. She found a part-time job at a grocery store in Oregon. Her name's Lorna. She was laid off from her job at a restaurant, so she's trying to find a way to be able to pay her bills. So also on top of that, as a side hustle, she started making some face masks for her new coworkers. And they were giving her some money for that. So she's like, oh, crap, I should continue to do this. Has the fabric, making the masks. She used the money that people gave her for the face masks to spend on the lottery and ended up winning $126,000 in the lottery.
Whoa! That is quite a side hustle.
And so what is she doing with that money? She's buying more fabric at Joann's Fabrics to make more masks for people. I don't think he's making $126,000 worth of it, but that's still pretty awesome.
That's very cool.
Talk about something good to happen to someone. That's pretty sweet. I don't know if you've seen this video. This video just... I give this 12-year-old kid credit. He's got nerves of steel because he's an Italian boy. He was out picnicking with his family when a bear came up behind him.
Oh, dude.
Whoa. And the kid just kind of stays calm the entire time.
I have not seen this video.
Dude, it's just like this little kid. He's having fun. He's got a bag of something with him. And then this bear is just right behind him, following him. And he's just calmly walking down this little hill outside as the bear is following him.
Oh, they told you that's what you got to do. You got to be chill, right?
Yeah, they say that, but I think I'd be like, no!
Wow.
You f*** off! Yeah. Here's the crazy part. That's so this all goes down. Somebody talks to him about it, and this is what he has to say about being followed by a bear. It was the best day of my life.
Wow.
So I really hoped something like this would happen. When the bear popped up from the brushes, the bushes, I was excited. Continue to talk about how, like, you know, I didn't want to surprise the bear. I knew I just had to move away from it. But how about that was the best day of his life?
Wow, this kid's got a great attitude.
I mean, when you're a kid, it is probably pretty sweet that there's a bear just kind of hanging with you as long as it doesn't attack you.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I think I probably would have my pantsed. That's what it would have been like. Okay, we have a couple of accidents here. The bear always won, and then my pants.
Good news for sports fans. Sports is coming back, at least on the ice.
Oh, really?
The NHL just announced that they are returning to play sometime after July 1st. Sadly, my New Jersey Devils will not be returning.
Also, the season is over for them.
Yeah, it's going to be a 2014 round-robin playoff series. The top teams are getting some of a bye, and then there's a lot of, like a lot of fine print to this, but basically the top 24 teams are in. So the rest of the teams, including the Devils, are not a part of this, which completely stinks. But they're thinking of some like hub spots for where these games are going to happen. And one of the places that's being presented is possibly Vancouver.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, that'd be pretty awesome.
So it'll be, I mean, this will be like watching a college basketball tournament where you're going to just get to see a bunch of teams play.
A round robin series. Yeah, it's going to be pretty awesome. I'm excited to see it. At least there's something to watch. And I don't know exactly what's going to be happening, but they're going to permit it. You know, they're going to have a maximum of 50 personnel for each team. That includes the players, the coaches, and staff. And they're going to just be doing whatever they can to make this happen. But a lot of stuff going into it, obviously. But I'm excited to see what's going to happen. But that also means the Devils, the Ducks, the Kings, the Sabres, the Sharks, the Senators, and the Red Wings, all of them just have to hope for a really nice draft pick.
Oh.
Yeah. I like someone who's bitchy. He's like, I love sports, but I don't care about hockey. Of course, that's the sport that returns.
Oh, well, like, yeah, you'll have
deal
that.
Deal with it.
You'll have that.
But also, it looks like the PGA, they're hoping to be coming back with doing their tournaments without spectators. And I love what Charles Barkley has suggested, because it's something that we talked about. If the NFL came back, I'm like, you know what? If they don't have fans, mic up the players. That'll make it interesting for us fans watching on TV to hear the trash talk. And that's what Charles Barkley's saying about the PGA. He said, mic up the players.
If I'm the PGA Tour, this is my piece of advice to them. If we're not going to have fans, they should mic the players. That's just my two cents for the PGA Tour. I really think they should consider, if you're not going to have fans, you can't just have guys playing golf and announcers talking. I think if they're going to be successful and they have great ratings, number one, they're going to have great ratings, so we need golf, we need sports. But I think they should consider having miking the players.
I feel like that'll be the tamest of all the sports when it comes to, like, mic up players. Yeah. Mic up the hockey players? The way they chirp each other?
Oh, God.
Please.
Yeah, that will be.
It sounds like an episode of Letterkenny.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Why not? I mean, you know, just put a little disclaimer. This is for mature audiences.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe two broadcasts, like one on the national and then one on the cable.
Maybe one game's pay-per-view.
Oh,
nice. And it's fully mic'd up. I would pay.
Yeah, I know you would.
Like $5. I'm not going to pay
all. Oh, all right. Well, then we have to take a look at that price.
As far as weather, it's going to be beautiful out there today. It's already, the sun is out, PJ. Let's get our water wings.
The guns are out. If the sun's out, we got to get the guns out.
73 is going to be a high with some sun. That's the Migs report, and that's what's up.
That is what's up. Well, you know, that was some good news about hockey, and some good news about John Krasinski is that people now seem to not like him because he sold good news, some good news to CBS.
It just shows that it doesn't matter what you do, eventually people are going to hate you for it.
Yep. 8 weeks of free, really heartwarming entertainment, aggregating people doing what they're doing all around the world to be happy. And then the content that was created, I mean, everybody, if you watch the all 8 episodes, so many different countries did their own version of some good news. I mean, everybody was really was involved in creating stuff because they were hoping that he would feature it, as opposed to when it first started. Yeah, he just went and found stuff that was happening and highlighted it on a national level where they would have been known on a local level, perhaps, at best. But he went and said, hey, let me tell you about all these great people. And then mobilized celebrities to do even bigger things for folks.
Well, especially when I'm being inundated with bad news, no matter where you go. Any kind of television broadcast, any kind of news outlet, all you're hearing is the doom and gloom. So it was like such a refreshing change of pace to have him do something like this, where he's like just spotlighting on all the good stuff that's happening, despite all the crap that we're being put through.
And it was there was really a hokey charm to it, because he just did it from, you know, with really bad acoustics and looks like his den, and with his kids drawing like the SGN logo.
Yep.
It was really a wonderful thing. And now it is going to be, CBS has paid for it, for CBS All Access app. He's not going to be hosting the show, so I'm thinking, CBS, I don't know what you're paying for. He's the show, but okay.
Well, I mean, maybe they're just hoping that they could bank on, like, you know, the energy of that show and continue to have some viewers. But the way that people are pissed off, I don't know.
Yeah, they're calling him a sellout.
Which is great. When it was, the great philosopher Batman said, you either die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh,
you remember it. Good job.
Yeah. Well, no, I copy and pasted it in front of me.
Oh,
man. Think I'm going to remember anything?
I thought he was really a Dark Knight fan.
Okay, I did the research. I knew it was from Batman.
Yeah, good
enough. Job.
Yeah. Krasinski had to go on Instagram to talk about how he always knew that he couldn't keep doing the show forever.
I was only planning on doing 8 of them during quarantine because these other things that I'm going to be having to do very soon, but I knew it wouldn't be sustainable with my prior commitment. So I knew the two options always were going to be that I leave it off at 8 in my office. And now we have one of the biggest news programs in America, CBS News, saying that they want to make it part of their permanent news cycle, which is insane.
I hadn't thought about that. So it's like CBS News said, hey, we think this is a great idea since, you know, most news channels are, you know, if it bleeds, it leads. They're turning around going, okay, some good news. This is time for it. Let us be the ones to do it.
How weird, though, for him to think that this silly YouTube show that he did became a news show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? At the end of the day, yeah, it's some good news, but it's become a news show that a news outlet wants to have on their network. I mean, he made it very clear. He's like, I wasn't going to do this forever, guys.
Well, and if you knew what his life was like before that, I mean, you know, he's got the what was it, the Jack, what the hell, that? I can't remember the name of the show again.
Jack Ryan.
Damn. Yeah, he's got the Jack Ryan show on Amazon. He's got the Quiet Place movies that he's directed and starred in. And I'm sure he's got a lot of other stuff going on.
He's busy. He's got a job.
Yeah.
He's going to go back to his job when everything gets better.
He's going to have a lot, too, by the way. I mean, he's become a different guy after some good news.
I don't know. He's a giant sellout. Who wants to hire him?
Yeah, you're right. Whoever wants that. Here he is talking about how he believes that people will always need an outlet for good news.
It's not only the news program that's fun, but it's the community of everybody coming together and celebrating that there's a lot going on in the world, but there's always something good to celebrate, and there's always something good to talk to each other about.
I got to figure out a way to get my parents to watch some good news. Because I talk to them every time I pick up the phone and talk to them. Yeah, yesterday being a great example of it. We talked for, you know, for however long. 90% of that conversation was just doom and gloom from the coronavirus.
SBN, some bad news, you get that. That's a special show they're bringing you.
Even my wife looks at me and goes, can you mute the phone for a second? I mute it. She's like, this is depressing. And I'm like, you're right. Like, that nothing. And we talk about our child, and then it would eventually lead to, it's a tough time to have a child, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I get it. You're right. It sucks. And as an older person, it really sucks when you're, you know, close to 80. Like, I get that, but man.
Yeah.
Like, pump the brakes. Maybe you need to watch some cartoons, Mom, because it's getting ridiculous.
Yeah.
And they just regurgitate everything that's on the news. I'm like, yeah, I read the internet and I watch the news too. I don't need the update from Mom and Dad.
That's what I tell everybody. I don't want to become that person. I just think, you know, I can't really blame your parents. It's like, that's just what happens. When people get old, they just seem to go down that road of depressing news cycle. Let's tell everybody about it.
And it was so bad. I was like, let's talk about something upbeat. Dad, how was your knee surgery? Like, I mean, like, talking about knee rehab brought, like, more joy in the conversation than everything, because it's just so depressing, especially them being on the East Coast, New York, New Jersey, where it's been hit and they're old. I understand. It's a terrible time. But man, it's just like, you get off the phone and you're just sad.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
oh. Yeah. Yeah. It's a, yeah. So John Krasinski's right. Yeah. If you could somehow get them to figure out YouTube.
Yes.
That would be, well, maybe, see now, CBS
they know Facebook,
News.
Maybe I'll just share it on Facebook.
Yeah. You know, or if, you know, they talked about the All Access app, but it would be great for the older people if they just put it on the regular network once in a while.
Yeah.
You know, then they could just go find it by changing a channel.
Someone says, my stepmom's the same way. All she talks about is the coronavirus, and she either wants us to all keep track of how many people died because of it all, everything happening in Washington.
Oh, I know, dude. I just, that's why I like hanging out with the young people.
With the youngins.
I mean, I don't like hanging out with my peer group because that's all it becomes. It's either politics or corona. And I'm like, these are two subjects that are just not fun.
And sometimes both at the same time.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is just lovely right there.
Yeah, I don't know how those two intertwine, but somehow it has.
Somehow, yeah. They
it's
can
very
just
weird.
Yeah, I don't understand it either. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
Who played the captain of the fishing boat in the movie The Perfect Storm?
Tom Hanks.
No.
He's the captain now.
Antonio Banderas.
No.
Sloth from the Goonies.
No.
Oh, man. Sloth, really, he was close. He was second up for that role.
Actually, he turned it down.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh,
no
fake
idea.
News. George Clooney giving that. Yeah, George Clooney was the guy. And you want a shot at beating Steve? I think it's a pretty good one. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. What's the difference between filing for bankruptcy and credit counseling?
Credit counseling is a useful process in some circumstances, but it does show up on your credit. In fact, from a credit scoring standpoint, credit counseling shows up just like a bankruptcy, so it's going to affect your credit as negatively as filing bankruptcy. In credit counseling, the idea is that a credit counselor works with your creditors on your behalf to try to lower interest rates or work out payment plans with your creditors to pay back your debt over time. In credit counseling, you almost always pay back 100% of the debt, sometimes at lower interest. And of course, some creditors will participate in that process and some won't. So you're usually left with kind of a mixed result with credit counseling and, of course, a high payment.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.